In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Dear friends, the apostolic faith is rooted in unshakable confidence in Christ's central place, not only in all 66 books of the Bible, but also in the very existence of humanity throughout history. The Apostle Paul had this in mind. As inspired by the Holy Spirit, he composed his letter to the Christian community in the ancient city of Ephesus. He wanted to assure them that divine power and resources are dedicated to Christ's glory in His true church throughout human history. The third chapter of his epistle concludes by this remarkable benediction. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Friends, this benediction ends with the apostolic Amen. The Amen expresses the confidence and assurance which seals every wholehearted Christian prayer. It literally means, so be it. In other words, Amen indicates that the prayer is both completed and submitted for a gracious divine response to a human request. This Amen, however, is not seeking a divine answer to prayer. Rather, it emphatically asserts the truths stated. First, it points to the ultimate objective of all divine activity in human history. This is the glorification of Christ in His body, which is the Church. Friends, God's people are set apart from others. Like the rest of humanity, believers inherited first Adam's corrupted, rebellious nature. They were at enmity with their gracious Creator. They were dead in their sins and trespasses. Jesus made them alive by His own death on their behalf. He rescued them from the hopelessness of their sinful nature. He transferred them from death to life. He secured for them a new life. He made them a new humanity, a new creation, a new Adamic race attached to Himself as the new Adam. They belong to Him. He purchased them with His own blood. He accomplished work of redemption that established for them full reconciliation to God. So in Christ they are no longer enemies, but instead the much-loved children of the Heavenly Father. They became Christ's spiritual body, His church. He is the head. They are His temple. He indwells His people by His Spirit. Being His body, the Church is therefore to be moved and directed by His own glorious mind and His own holy will. Together, they are to reflect who He is in His goodness, holiness, and self-giving love. This is how Christ reflects His glory in believers. Second, the apostolic benediction asserts that Christ's glory in the Church is not time-bound. It's not limited to a certain period of time or some part of human history. The benediction says that glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus is throughout all generations, forever and ever. This, friends, means that the believer's glory in Christ, preceded His physical presence in our world. It is not only now, but also throughout all generations, forever and ever. This includes Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, and all other Old Testament believers. Paul began his letter in the first chapter with praise to God. He wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him." Third, let us remember that the apostolic benediction asserts that God's almighty power is at work during the whole process at all times, past, present, and future, and even before time. Yes, even before the foundation of the world. Friends, Paul was a man of prayer. He prayerfully evangelized, preached, taught, and pastored. He also prayerfully wrote his epistles. His fervency in prayer, however, was rooted in most unshakably deep knowledge of the character and nature of the true living God. He wrote that God is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. Clearly, Paul enjoyed a God-centered view of prayer. He was aware that God's provisions for His people are not limited to what they ask for. Paul personally experienced how the true living Almighty God, who revealed Himself in Christ, richly provides and answers the prayers of His people. Writing to the believers in the ancient city of Rome, Paul speaks of the Lord's rich and generous self-giving love in Christ. He wrote, "He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things?" Friends, the blessedness of this apostolic benediction is clear. God's people are blessed mightily and beyond human measure. Those who are attached to Christ have become part of His glorious body. It is the Lord's sure purpose for them to be completed in giving Christ praise and glory throughout human history, from generation to generation. Hallelujah.